invite you to join with me as I pray. Lord, at times it seems too easy, too simple. You tell me that when people come looking for forgiveness, to simply declare it. And yet my heart, sinfully, withholds forgiveness, either because I'm spiteful, or because I want them to suffer, or maybe because I don't think they deserve forgiveness. But Lord, you've entrusted to me and to all believers the ministry of the keys, that is the authority to declare forgiveness of sins in your name. Help me to use these keys wisely and freely. Forgive those who seek forgiveness and come to you looking for pardon. I pray this be done by me and all believers. In Jesus' name, amen. We've been looking at the ministry of the keys. That is, when Jesus says to his disciples, I give you the keys. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Or to pinpoint it, what is he talking about? If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. He has given us his authority to declare forgiveness to those who repent, but withhold it from those who refuse to repent. So how should we be using those keys? Is it really just that simple if someone says, I'm sorry, and they turn away from that sin looking for forgiveness that the Christian says, I forgive you? And is it really so simple that when the Christian tells them, I forgive you, it's not just them saying that, but God actually forgives them? That's too easy, isn't it? But listen to what Jesus says. We read in Luke 17, if your brother or sister sins against you, rebuke them. And if they repent, forgive them. Even if they sin against you 7 times in a day and 7 times come back to you saying, I repent, you must forgive them. There's no limit to the amount of forgiveness that God would have us dish out. And there's no condition that they have to prove their worthiness to be forgiven. No, he simply says if they come seeking forgiveness, no matter how often or how repetitive it might seem, freely forgive. That's why the Apostle Paul speaks of this to the Christians in Corinth. When they had pardoned someone of their sin, which is a sin of sexual immorality, Paul wanted them to know they need to affirm forgiveness. So he wrote to them saying, now instead you ought to forgive and comfort him, so he will not be overwhelmed with excessive sorrow. I urge you, therefore, reaffirm your love for him. So who do we forgive? Christians are called to forgive all those who repent, not judging their hearts or their motives, but if they turn from sin and seek forgiveness, to forgive. And why forgive? This is what God has done for us and what he's done for the whole world. When Jesus gave the authority to forgive sins, it was based off of what he had done. He, who was being nailed to the cross, said, Father, forgive them, came to bring pardon for the whole world. By his atoning sacrifice, he took the punishment. All the justice that you might crave, all the wrong that was done against you is placed on him. And all the wrong you've done against God is placed on him. The key that Jesus gives to loose or unbind is the key to forgive freely, without condition, and without limit, just as God has done for you. This is why Christians pray in the Lord's Prayer, forgive us our sins or trespasses as we forgive those who sin against us. That's it? Just absolution? At the time of the Reformation, 500 years ago, it was being taught that the keys were not enough to bring forgiveness. It was taught that satisfaction for sin comes with a prescribed act of penance given by a priest. But that's contrary to what Jesus has taught. That takes your eyes off of Christ unto what you must do to make up for the sin. Yes, there are such things as fruits of faith and fruits of repentance, in which we respond accordingly to try to remedy what we've done wrong. But that doesn't pay for sin. Sin has been paid for. It's pardoned fully and freely for the sake of Christ. And so when Christians forgive sins, they can say without condition and without limit, you're forgiven. Oh, and more than that, God has forgiven you in Christ. Join with me and all Christians as we use the loosing key, or the key to forgive, with all the grace that God has given us, and to the glory of God's name in Christ. I'm Tom Barthel. pastor of Rock of Ages Evangelical Lutheran Church in Payson, Arizona. God's richest blessings are yours in Jesus.